Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the reporters were pointing out the president seems to be painting a picture that is more stark than official statistics would suggest. The president also uttered a line that gave his critics more fuel. He said, when with respect to the need for an emergency declaration to build the wall, quote, "I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it, that is, build the wall much faster." Critics are seizing on that as an example of the president essentially manufacturing a crisis. As you know, Michael, the president's critics will take him to court. Mr. Trump said today he expected that, and he even sort of made light about it. He goes, you know, we're probably going to wind up in the Ninth Circuit. We'll probably get a bad ruling and then another bad ruling, and then we'll wind up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully, he said, we'll get a fair shake. He also pointed out that that was how the situation played out for his travel ban, which he issued early in 2017. And by the middle of 2018, the Supreme Court vindicated his legal position upholding the travel ban and the president's right to make decisions like this. Ultimately, that may be what a case like this about a national emergency comes down to.
So Democrats vow to fight this in court. What would the strategy be? How legally can they fight this declaration?
You know, I'm not sure because the White House is leaning on what they say are existing statutes under which the president has clear authority. And they argue that this has been something that, you know, other presidents have done, not in this way, but they point to nearly 60 other emergency declarations. Typically, those emergency declarations, which have been issued since the mid-1970s, have to do with specific national security incidents and not to achieve a particular policy objective that, in this case, Congress has not authorized or directly appropriated funds for. To talk about what exactly the president is doing here, he's going to move roughly $6 billion from across the Pentagon's budget to redirect that money to pay for the wall. Officials believe that they can get at least 234 miles of new wall out of the $1.4 billion that Congress has appropriated and the $6 billion from the Pentagon budget, along with another $600 million from the forfeiture funds that the Treasury has from seizures in criminal and civil cases.
All right, Stephen, thanks for the update. CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.